The Mississippi River is still rising, and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers are in what they call a flood fight. During flood fight, the most important thing to the Corps is monitoring and attending to the well-being of the levees. All measures are taken to ensure its safety and well-being.
There's an area on the landslide part of the slope here that is eroding pretty bad. So we're going to try to work with whoever's responsible for this area here to get a permanent fix.
Steve Savage is one of the Corps officials personally driving and inspecting 450 miles of levee stretching from Venice to Baton Rouge. And they're looking for anything and everything posing a threat.
See all that material is has been washed down here?
Yeah, I do.
That's from rainwater.
Really?
Yeah. So more than likely, we're going to get a crew out here to put some sandbags to prevent any additional erosion.
From floating tree trunks to stray buoys, sand boils to erosion, everything is taken note of. Construction work even stops during flood fight, and barges aren't allowed to tie off within 180 feet of the levee. Savage documents all of it with his tablet, makes notes, and it's instantly stored in the database at Corps headquarters in New Orleans. The quicker they know about it, the quicker they can get it fixed. And there's no time to waste because
We're in the major flood fight right now.
The Bonnie Carey spillway was opened Sunday to alleviate some of the river pressure on the levee, but the Corps of Engineers is now saying they are not going to open the Morganza. For WRKF, I'm Frank Barnett.
Support for healthcare and science coverage on Louisiana's Lab comes from Bazile, Saxe & Wilson, serving the legal and business needs of people and companies throughout Louisiana, and from ExxonMobil Baton Rouge, supporting education in science, technology, engineering, and math.